I want to ask you a question. If we were to take an audit of your daily routine, and we would break down everything that you're doing throughout the day, what skills would we be able to see that you're developing every single day? Because almost everything that you're doing is skill development. And a lot of the time we look at skill as a positive thing, you know, the skill of discipline and the skill of patience and the skill of self-love and the skill of appreciation. Well, you can also be developing the skill of procrastination, the skill of laziness, the skill of making excuses, the skill of self-defeating thoughts, the skill of negativity, the skill of gossip. So if we took a daily audit of everything that you're doing, if we looked at your routine, what skills would you be developing? I think we lose sight of that sometimes, is that we lose, that we're not really aware of the fact that while we're not developing the skills that we need to develop, we're strengthening the skills that are holding us back from creating those things, right? Every day that you give in to laziness, it makes it that much harder to develop discipline. Either you're making the skill of laziness stronger or you're making the skill of discipline stronger. And that's what's at play here. That's the underlying skill whenever you take on a new challenge or you take on a new direction in your life. Let's take health and fitness, for example. People come in here and they come in here wanting to create change. And they dabble a little bit. And almost, you know, 9 out of 10 people quit. But what they're doing is they're strengthening the skill of quitting. They're strengthening the habit and behavior pattern of dabbling a little bit and then losing their motivation and quitting and finding themselves back into that same feeling of being stuck. And the people that succeed in here, well, they strengthen that skill of discipline. And the ones that are aware of what they're doing, are they're able to take that skill of discipline and apply it into different areas of their life. Some people still don't realize how strong they really are, but I continue to try to remind them. One of the most influential things that I did in here to create my skill of discipline was follow the Precision Nutrition 1 year healthy life program that we have here. And to give you an example, we've had 57 people sign up for this program, and only five have completed it, myself included. So these are 52 people that quit when they came in on day one with that, man, I really want these changes in my life. I'm just so sick of being overweight and I'm just so tired of the way I feel. And I just really want these changes so badly. What do I need to do? You need to practice the discipline of daily practice. That was the underlying principle at play here. But almost all of them have built the habit of quitting. You know, they never really practice intentionally something of that degree of longevity. So when they hit those normal quitting points, you know, 2 weeks in, 3 months in, 6 months in, you know, that's when those are the drop-offs that people have with skill development. You know, they start to hit these little plateaus and then things aren't as exciting as they used to be, or maybe they're not progressing at the rate that they feel they should based on expectations that came from where? Who even knows? They're never even questioned for the most part. And so they hit these mental blocks and they quit. because that's the habit that they've developed throughout their life. And what I've learned from being able to successfully get through this program, and what I understood was I wasn't practicing so much the healthy life stuff. I was practicing the art of daily discipline. And it just so happened that I was applying that skill to creating a healthy life. And once I understood what it was I was practicing, it took my focus off other things. And it allowed me to let this skill just develop at its own pace. And by doing that, it began to change the way I lived my life. And it also started to create physical results and performance results. I started to look better. I started to feel better. You know, I turn 40 next week and I'm performing better than I ever have in my entire life. I'm in the best shape of my life right now. Not because I committed to creating a healthy life so much as I did to creating the skill of developing discipline. And now I look at developing a skill as it's completely eliminated the feeling of being overwhelmed, you know, where it's, I look at the everything that needs to be done. And it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much work. I'm never going to get there. I don't even know how to start. I feel those things, but then I get a reference what I went through. I'm like, wait, hold on a second. I just did that whole program. I did it every single day for a year. I stopped doing it, 6-7 months ago, and I'm still doing all the things that I learned. I didn't stop. I didn't go back to the way I was. I changed because I committed to that practice. And now I understand what the process is like, what it entails. I understand the mental and psychological aspects of the development. I know in the beginning it's fun, it's exciting, it's new. I know I'll feel kind of rapid changes in the beginning because everything is so new. I know I'm going to hit plateaus along the way where it's going to feel boring and I'm not going to want to do the work, but I'm going to do it anyway. Why? Because of my why. Because my why is so strong and powerful in my mind that I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make sure that happens because I spent the work creating it and developing it. Discipline equals freedom. If you look at the areas of your life where you're feeling frustrated or you're feeling stuck, or you're just downright unhappy with that aspect of your life, you know that you should be performing at a higher level. I can almost guarantee you, if we break it down, there's an element of discipline that you are not practicing. And that's what's frustrating. And instead, you're continuing to sharpen the skill of the opposite, of the procrastination, of the excuses, of giving into fear, of just downright laziness. But the key is, A, know what you want. B, commit to the decision to just do it. You have to make the decision to commit to the decision. It can't be like, well, I'm going to try it out a little bit, but if I don't like it, I'm just going to quit. It's like, no, that's not the point here. The point here is I'm developing the skill of commitment and discipline. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And when you come from that kind of place, then you know when you say you do something that you're going to have conviction behind it. But it also means that you're going to do the necessary assessments first before you ever make that kind of commitment. Well, I'm not going to give you a yes. I need to look at it a little bit more thoroughly. I need to understand what I'm getting myself into. I need to understand the benefits of this. I need to know what I need to give up in order to make time for this. I need to understand what those changes in my life are going to be, what they're going to look like. And I need to make sure that it's aligned with what I really want and what I want to create for myself. And if all of those things match, then yes, I will make the commitment to get this done. Where in your life right now are you practicing commitment, discipline. I guarantee you're practicing it somewhere. For almost all of us, it's our job, isn't it? You practice the discipline of getting up every day and going to work. You don't not go to work because you don't feel like it. Everybody goes to work. Every now and then you take a sick day, right? Every now and then you take a break, take a vacation, and you come back to it, and you get back in that routine, and you keep grinding it out. Why? Because of your why. Because if you don't, you don't make money, and you don't get to live the life that you're living right now. It may not be the life you want, but it's better than the life you'll have if you don't have that job. And that's why you do it. We settle for good enough. But that's discipline. And if you can understand that you're already practicing it in one area of your life, and a lot of you guys are practicing it in an area that is mediocre for you at best, but you're already practicing it there. So if you can show up as that person there, you can show up as that person in other areas too. And you can commit to that process, and then you can commit to that development. Take pride. Take pride in mastering the skill of discipline. Take pride in the fact that, yeah, you're doing the work. Take pride in the fact that you're doing the work that most people won't. Take pride that you have taken full responsibility for your life and for your actions. And that for everything that's happening in your life right now, for everything that you have, for everything that you feel, everything that you think about is all created by you. Take pride in that. Take responsibility in that. Take pride in the fact that you have made the commitment to commit to yourself, to create the life that you want. Most people won't do this. Most people listen to a message like this and they're like, eh, I don't want to hear that shit. They're not ready. But if you're still listening, you are. You know there's a life out there that you're wanting to live, and you're not quite living it yet. And you're looking for the way to make that happen. People won't hear you if they're not ready to listen. You won't hear me right now if you're not ready to listen. But I'll continue to talk until you are. And if you are ready for this conversation, then that's what people like me are for. Reach out. Let's have a powerful conversation. Let's have a conversation that will leave you thinking in a way that you've never thought before. That will leave you inspired. That will leave you curious. That will leave you exploring possibilities about your life that you didn't even know existed. That will leave you feeling in control, knowing that you can create whatever you want to create for yourself. If we take it back to that skill of discipline, I need to add another layer to that, because the skill of discipline is easy to practice when you're practicing it towards your purpose. It's easy. No, I don't want to practice the discipline, to practice the skill of discipline to learn a language of a country I'll never go to. You know, that wouldn't be exciting for me. That would feel like a lot of work that I didn't want to do. I wouldn't be excited about it. It would almost guarantee it lead to failure. I don't think I'd follow. I wouldn't follow through with it. But the skill of discipline that I practiced towards my purpose, to learning these things, to applying them into my life, to the things that were important to me, it became easier. It became easier to practice because it was aligned with my purpose. If you don't know what that purpose is for you, if you don't have that vision created, it's really hard to find the discipline that you need to practice because we don't know what we're creating. So let's figure that out first. And then we can figure out the skill set that you need to develop in order to make those things happen. And then the process becomes easier. It becomes fun. You get excited about the progress because you can feel it leading closer to what you want. Closer to that ideal version of yourself, of the life that you want to live, of the body that you want to see in the mirror looking back at you. Just knowing that you're playing the game of life at your absolute best. You're showing up as your best self. It's an incredible feeling. And it just continues to get better. And there's no reason why you can't have it. But you need to do the work in order to create it. You need to commit to the discipline of practicing the skills that you need to have in order to create these things. That's the process. Don't look for the easy way. Don't spend time with people looking for instant gratification. Put yourselves around people that enjoy the process, that enjoy the work, that enjoy the grind, that celebrate their successes, that focus on what they want, that embody positivity and self-love and appreciation. Put yourself around those people, around those influences. Be those influences. Watch how things begin to change for you. Everything is within your control. You have the choice to spend the time to create your vision, to find your purpose, to find your way. You have the choice to get up and do the things. And you have the choice to sit there and do nothing and make excuses and complain and feel stuck. Feel like it's everybody else's fault except for yours. Those are all choices. Choose the path that is aligned with what you want. Be the person that is aligned with the person that creates the things that you want. You got to be that person first before you can ever create those things. And if you want all of these things in life that you think are going to make you happy, well, it's a disciplined, patient, passionate, loving, grateful person that creates those kinds of things. So you got to shift into that person first. And you do that by finding your vision and then finding the skills that you need to practice in order to create those things. To practice the skill of discipline.